This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what are we seeing going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
The market continues to be kind of range-bound. A good example is July corn going back to even the beginning of March. It's been pretty much trading between 440 and 460. The good news takes it up to 460 and the negative news down to 440, and it's back and forth, pretty balanced in that range for 30 days now. Last Thursday, we had the report from the USDA, the stock seedings report, very friendly to the corn, 90 million acres. They were looking for 94.6. So it's a big drop, 5 million acres almost from last year. The market is up 20 higher a week ago today and closed 15 higher after the day off on Friday. This week, there's skepticism about the number that maybe it wouldn't be quite that much of a reduction in acreage. And the market forfeited some of those, almost all the gains from the report back to where it was before the report, then back up from that level today because there is going to be a reduction in acreage. So the acreage report took it up. And then the other thing to push it down with is flu epidemic or rumors of same. And that's impacted all the markets pretty severely.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn up 3.5 at 435 and a quarter. May soybeans down 2.25 at 1180 even. May soybean meal up 350 at 333.50. May soybean oil down 70 cents at 48.15. On the Merck, April live cattle up 55 at 181.47. April feeders up 175 at 242.70. April lean hogs up 37 cents at 88.35. April pork cutout went unchanged at 97.80. And April Class 3 milk up a nickel at $15.47. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.